In late August, the U.S. Forest Service proposed rescinding the 2001 Roadless Area Conservation Rule, which prohibits new road building and logging in certain areas of national forests. The Forest Service is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In a release, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said the roadless rule has led to increased fire risk, turning, quote, healthy landscapes into tinderboxes. But Ellen Montgomery, the Great Outdoors campaign manager with Environment America, takes issue with that assessment. I spoke with Montgomery and Stephanie Wine, clean water and conservation advocate at the group Penn Environment, about what this proposed change would mean for the Allegheny National Forest in northwestern Pennsylvania. What is the roadless rule and why was it enacted?
So the roadless rule, it was enacted in 2001 after over 600 public meetings in response to 1.6 million public comments. It defined that these 45 million acres would be protected from future road building and then all the extractive industries that building these roads into our national forests would enable. And so that things like commercial mining, additional logging or drilling. By doing that, it created these areas that would be protected in perpetuity, not only for forests to mature, to be these intact ecosystems for our wildlife and to be this rich habitat, but then also these are some amazing places for recreational opportunities. There's great fishing, hiking, backcountry camping. A lot of families' favorite hunting spots are in these inventoried roadless areas across the country. And Len, do you want to add anything to the sort of impact of the roadless rule beyond sort of what I gave?
I think the biggest motivations for people to support the roadless area in the late 90s, early 2000s was about protecting wildlife habitat and clean drinking water. And those are still the two most important reasons that people support protecting these wild forest areas.
Why is the U.S. Forest Service now proposing to rescind the rule? What are the reasons?
This is Len Montgomery. The stated reason from the U.S. Department of Agriculture press release is that it will make it easier for the agency to fight wildfire. We don't think that's true. The roadless rule already has built-in exceptions that allows the agency to both manage for future fires and to fight existing wildfires. When you dig into the proposed rule, they also reference a set of executive orders that are more about increasing U.S. timber production and increasing the sort of economic value of our forests. We think that these forests are worth more standing. They're worth more as wildlife habitat, sources of clean water, and places that we can be outside than they are as boards or pulp or whatever you're going to make out of trees once you've logged them.
And recreation is an industry too, right?
Yes. It's a huge industry and it's significantly larger than it was in 2001. Both more people are spending time outside and there are more different hobbies, things that people are passionate about. So of course, you know, Americans have always gone fishing, but you think about climbing, outdoor climbing has become a huge thing. There are more people that mountain bike. There are more people that hike. There are more people that camp. And with that come all of the gear and equipment and all of the apps and that you download and all of the different pieces that go along with that.
And to connect the recreation economy here in Pennsylvania, like especially Western Pennsylvania, it is a huge part of the economy. It's one of our biggest industries. It supports, the last number I remember seeing was like $9.5 billion in recreational output. So it's just a huge piece of the Pennsylvania economy, the Pennsylvania identity.
What have opponents of the rule said in the past?
Honestly, there aren't very many opponents of the rule right now. In the comment period last fall, which was on just the notice of intent, so they didn't give details. They just said, you can comment on our idea that we want to rescind this. 99% of commenters said, please don't. But I've heard arguments about roads will allow for more access. The roadless areas are, and you can look at a map, some of them are way in the backcountry and, you know, you'd have to be a pretty hardcore hiker to get into them, but a lot of them are actually adjacent to areas that you can drive in and park. And the great thing about the roadless areas is that they actually are not that restrictive. You can bike, you can actually, if there's a trail, you can drive your ATV in. And so we think they're actually pretty accessible, and actually, and that opening the ones that aren't is not actually a good idea.
Particularly, these are the acres that we should allow to remain roadless when there is so much extraction already happening on the areas that, whether it is the private forest or all the national forest that isn't inventoried as roadless areas. Allegheny National Forest is this great example where the roadless area conservation rule only protects about 25,000 acres of our national forest, of the roughly 500,000 that the forest entails. And so when 95% of the forest is already open to these other uses.
What are the issues associated with building roads in these areas? What kind of impacts does road building have?
So road building can have a few impacts on previously intact forest. To address one of the main stated reasons for rescinding the roadless rule is that it can actually lead to more fires. And so if you have trucks going through, if you have more human access, then you have more chances for ignition. Most wildfires actually happen not deep in the undisturbed woods, but along the human wildland interface. And so the more access we have along roads, the more chances there are for ignition. And the early successional little weedy plants that grow, if you can picture along a roadway versus how different it is when you get into that deep intact forest, that's the stuff that's most likely to burn. But then when you step back to the other impacts of just all the other things that can be associated with habitat fragmentation. There are a lot of species here in Pennsylvania that depend on what we call interior forest. That's once you get away from the edge, whether it's from the farmer's field or the edge of the strip mine or the edge of the suburban development or the edge of the road, you can feel as you walk into a forest, the climate slowly changes. It gets cooler, the light changes, it gets darker, it's often more humid. There's also animals that rely on that specific setting or who are just more sensitive to human activity. And so what they really need is this intact, undisturbed forest. So when you cut a road through an intact forest, that road only might have a footprint of a few acres, but you've actually significantly reduced the acreage of interior forest that species like the goshawk or the scarlet tanager or the eastern hellbender or the Allegheny wood rat or that bobcats and fishers, a lot of the forest animals that we associate with the wildest parts of Pennsylvania, they really need that interior. And when you throw a road across, you disrupt that intact habitat. If you throw a high traffic road through a forest, the bobcat will actually often not cross that road at all. You'll have separate populations. They'll start inbreeding. They'll be genetically isolated. The health of that population will decrease. And it only takes a few cars an hour to kill over 80% of salamanders dispersing across a forest floor to breed. So that can even be a pretty low traffic road, and you've had a really huge impact on amphibian populations.
And people may not understand that an intact wild forest acts as a really great natural filtration system for rainwater that comes down. So it comes down, lands on the leaves, trickles down, is absorbed through the soil, and a healthy soil will actually filter out a bunch of the bad stuff that we don't want in the water, goes into the water table, or the stream flows out of the forest and becomes part of our water supply. And millions of Americans depend on clean water that is filtered through our national forests. As soon as you start with roads, and then what do roads lead to? Industrial activity. You then have all of the toxic chemicals associated with highways and things that drip off of cars. And it's both a public health issue. It's also an issue for fishermen who would prefer to catch their fish out of clean streams and clean rivers. And then, is potentially an issue for the local municipal utilities that are actually dealing with this water.
That was Ellen Montgomery with Environment America and Stephanie Wine at the group Penn Environment. In an email, a spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service said repealing the roadless rule is important to improve public safety where forests meet communities and to return to local decision-making for forest plans. The spokesperson said the rulemaking is also a response to President Trump's executive orders, the call for expedited logging and increased fossil fuel production and mining on public lands. The public comment period on the proposal to rescind the roadless rule ends on September 21st. You can find a link at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple. You're listening to The Allegheny Front.